good morning. Y94 on the Playhouse in the morning. And Sizzler on the way. Piggy Purse, 11-10, 110 yet today. As we launch you to a round of foot-in-mouth moments, just an opportunity to showcase that time that you went ahead and you put your foot right up in that mouth. The 237, it's text 35270. You look like you're really excited to tell your foot-in-mouth story.
Oh, no, I don't have a story. I just, everything I say, you don't want me out there just talking.
You just, like, dig yourself into a hole more and more.
And then when I say something, it's like, you realize it was a joke. Like, I always try to make it into, like, a funnier moment. So that's always the weird part is, like, you don't want a Joel D out there doing something, right? Especially if it's a serious moment. You don't want Joel D out there when it's a serious moment.
So you
moment.
Really just want you to be involved with things that are lighthearted. Anything serious.
So serious.
The last person you should ask is Joel D.
Is Joel D.
Yeah, so no eulogies
if
in your future.
If it's fun, you know, like when we do the bingo, that's cool. When we do pick your purse, let's go. Applebee's tonight, excited for that. Happy hour, they got wings, all kinds of stuff. Let's go! But if it's serious, you don't want Joel D.
Just the up-tempo stuff.
Up-tempo.
Down to depressing things? No.
Not so much.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, not so much.
You ever have a foot-in-mouth moment there, Amy Kay?
I think I always have foot-in-mouth moments, but I don't know if you guys know about this one. This was many months ago. I was talking to Mandy and we were just talking about babies and things like that. And she was telling me when she was pregnant with Flip, I'm not sure how old he is now. So this was a long time ago. She was telling me what it was like. And the way she was talking about it, having a baby in your stomach and all this, I am the type of person who just like jumps in and wants to finish her sentence. So I said, oh, it felt like an alien in there, right? And she looked at me like I was a mean person, and she, remember, grabbed her stomach and said, it was more like a miracle.
I feel like I was there.
Were you the three in here of, for this?
Were the three of us together when we were talking about it?
It was here. It was in this studio.
Oh, nope. There was another time we were talking about giving birth, too, and I was just like,
why are you guys talking about giving birth all the time? You guys need new things to talk about.
I don't
about.
Know. I don't know why Mandy and I started talking about it. And maybe because we were talking about like how I want kids and I want so many kids. And I was telling her about it. And then she was telling me about Flip. And I was asking her how her pregnancy with him was. And she was telling me all about it. And she said, I remember when Flip was in my stomach. And she was holding her stomach and was like, and it just felt like, and I said, felt like an alien was in there. Why did I even say that?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like a miracle. And I didn't know how to then leave that situation. And so I was like, okay.
Miracles. Yeah.
I just felt so like, I was like, why did I say that?
See, that would have been the type of thing that's the type of thing that I do too.
But I think it would feel like a little aliens and like, because it's, you're having like a baby in there. It's moving around. You could feel, maybe that's what she was telling me about, feeling it kick and stuff.
Is that a toe popping out of your mouth?
Because you can see like the foot sometimes in some of those videos.
Maybe that's what I was telling her. Was I watching a video or something where I don't know. We ended up talking about, and that's why I said it, like, because you could feel them moving in there and you could see their little like feet like that. I think it's so strange. It's like an alien.
Your foot and mouth or uterus moment. Your foot and mouth moment. 237. It's text 35270.
Local Chinese restaurant. I went to go pick up some food and he said, thank you. In you know, his accent. And I said, you're welcome. The exact same way back.
Aww. So like you did like a offensive accent, basically.
Yes, not on purpose. My ears and my face were so red, I could feel it so red. My face is so hot.
Well, you can't eat there again.
Yeah.
You could never eat there again.
You would have to go in like disguise to pick up your order. Hat, well, glasses, fake mustache.
And I was going to say, you know, I don't know if I can have a foot and mouth moment because I don't really know any shame. If I did that, I would know shame. I couldn't go back there. I would never eat there again.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
See, but don't you think after a while people forget?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think that happens a lot there, probably.
I would hope not.
Being honest. Your foot and mouth moment, 237, it's text 35270. 840 fits in the tantrums. It's Sway. Definitely 194 music. House 194, your foot and mouth moment. 237, it's you text 35270. What do we got for foot and mouth moments, Amy?
Someone said, speaking to a friend from high school after not seeing him for years, he was working as like a shelf stacker at Walmart. Although I wanted to ask him his long-term plans, what came out of my mouth was, so, are you ever going to do anything else with your life? Didn't go down too well. We haven't spoke since, and I purposely avoid that store on the off chance he's still there. Someone else said, I recently helped a pregnant customer a couple months ago. She told me she was due a certain time, or she told me she was due a certain time soon at that time. Then I saw her about a month later, and I said, you're getting so close. Are you nervous for the big day? And she said, I just had him a couple of weeks ago. Her belly was still huge, and I learned never to comment about a baby on the way.
Yeah, well, general rule of thumb, people always think about, you know, don't comment that they're, you know, on the baby until they've mentioned they're pregnant. But boy, that's a whole nother problem. You know, if you just know them as a pregnant person, they didn't look all that different to you. Well, that's an easy one to walk into.
Yeah, I don't, that's, there's, see, these are all moments that you're talking about that I feel like I've actually done out loud myself.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Well, it's a bad place to be.
It is. I've done the pregnant thing. I've done the whole, when you're on the phone, you're like, yes, thank you, sir. And it's not a sir.
It's ma'am.
Yeah, it's a ma'am. And I was like, sorry about that. Just deeper voice than me. I got a high-pitched voice.
And your foot and mouth moment.
So my instant regret was I had a customer that only had one hand. And so when he was struggling to get his money back into his wallet, not thinking, I said, hey, do you need a hand with that? I immediately wanted to crawl in a hole and die.
Yeah, I just saw that TikTok video. There was like they were doing something and the little girl was blind. And then like the volunteer like put high fives up.
Oh, no.
And they're like, that's an awkward
one. Ryan Seacrest has an epic one of those. That you remember
that's
when he
right.
tried to high five somebody that is blind
on American Idol.
It was a couple years ago, yeah.
That was the one. But then there was a different one, too, with a little kid. I've seen that. And it must have been a compilation of just like foot and mouth situations.
Do you guys remember the guy I met that lost his hand and his friends were asking me fun things for them to do? And I told them that they should go to the wood chipper and his friend should put his arm in it, pretend like his hand got chopped off.
You said this out loud.
Yeah, I said it. I was drinking, okay, at a bar, and a guy I knew came up with his friend. I didn't realize he was missing a hand, so I go to introduce myself and shake. And then he kind of puts up his hand, and I was like an awkward high five type thing with the other hand. And then they're like, what are some fun things you could do? And I was like, oh, you've never been to Fargo? You know what would be fun? And I said, you know what would be really fun? If you guys go to the Fargo-Moorhead Visitor Center and you put your arm in there, like you got your hand, you know, and I thought maybe it'd been after a certain time that he would think it was funny. Did not laugh. And so then his friend's like, oh, okay, it was nice to talk to you. We're going to move. Like, we're going to. And I was like, okay, yeah, bye. And then I go to shake the guy's hand again. I said, nice to meet you. And I go again to shake his hand without even thinking.
Triple downed.
Yeah.
It's a double down, then triple down. But you know what? I think if I had that happen to me, I'd be like, you come to a point where you just make it, like, I'm bald. I make bald jokes all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I always make, hey, nice hair. I would take that. You want to trade? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I make that joke all the time. So if that had happened to me, then I would probably make that joke as well.
You still haven't gone all in yet. We're going to have, that's a separate show. We're having an intervention. I'm going to bring a Bic in here and we're going to take care of business because you're still clinging. You're still clinging.
Well, the only reason I cling is because that's a lot of upkeep. Like, I'd have to wake up extra early. How long does it take you to finish it off?
It maybe takes 10 minutes maximum. That's if you're being very particular. If you're just like, want to whip through it real quick, it'd take you maybe 3 minutes.
Nah. The 3 minutes and 10 minutes, both extra sleep for me. I'm okay. I'll just put a hat on.
We're going to have a baldervention. I'm going to bring in a couple of Bics. I'll bring in some. Do you like cream or what do you like to use?
See, I don't. That's the other thing is I don't use shaving cream even for like this.
Perfect.
Like trimming.
We'll do a nice dry shave.
No, I think that would be horrible.
A nice dry shave. You bring some lotion for after.
Okay.
You can massage his new fleshy head.
I actually have a shaving, like a pre-shaving lotion thing.
Perfect.
It's for a more sensitive area on a female, but I bet you could use that on your head.
Oh, my head's sensitive.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
It's all the same.